Welcome to Lean to the Left, home of no-holds-barred commentary, plus interviews with fascinating people, some of them top experts, others simply with interesting stories to tell. You'll never know who'll show up at Lean to the Left. Now here's your host, Bob Gatti.
Brittany Griner, the all-star center with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury, has been sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison for drug possession. Russian police said they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage at the airport in Moscow. Griner testified she had the canisters but had inadvertently packed them in haste with no criminal intent. Her defense team presented evidence that the cannabis had been prescribed to treat pain. Yet she was convicted and sentenced to 9 years in prison. Today we have with us, Inessa. And Inessa is from Lithuania. She's a beautiful woman. She's got an accent that you'll hear. But I cannot pronounce her last name, so I'm going to let her do it for you. Inessa, what's your last name?
Hello. Yes, thank you so much for bringing me. And the last name is Ponomarevaita. So I guess pronouncing my last name is becoming a norm for all the interviews that I usually do.
See, she's getting so famous. But the thing is that Inessa is an expert in cannabinoids and founder of Nessa's Hemp, which is a leading player in that industry. We'll talk about Brittany Griner's case, how that highlights the urgency to fix cannabis regulations in the United States. And we'll also discuss the rapidly growing CBD industry in the U.S. And we'll ask Inessa to walk us through the differences in the various types of CBD products now available, what's legal and what works and why. Now, in 2020, global sales of $2.8 billion are expected to rise by more than 21% through 2028. And in the U.S., sales are projected to reach $1.8 billion by 2022. So a lot of people are buying these products, and they're not cheap. Now, given this growing interest in CBD products to help cope with everything from stress to pain to skin maladies and more, I wanted to reach out to an expert for some answers. Inessa is a holistic health practitioner and an expert on hemp and CBD. She says she's on a mission to change the world by teaching people to harness the power of nature. So that's why she founded Inessa's Hemp. Well, welcome, Inessa, to Lean to the Left. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me here today. I really appreciate this opportunity to educate people.
Okay. Well, let's start with the basics, Inessa. Exactly what is CBD and how is CBDA different?
Yeah, that's really, really great question. I think the most important we need to really start with, is CBD really criminal and the whole plant itself? And the most important part people really need to understand today that about 35, 40 years ago, this beautiful, very smart professor from Israel, Raphael, actually discovered human endocannabinoid system. That means you already born with this endocannabinoid system, the way you're born with these receptors in your body for everything else that you actually take daily. In terms of plants, you know, food and everything else. So you like it or you don't, this endocannabinoid system, it's already in you and God gave it to you. So with that being said, there is a difference between CBD and CBDA. And I'm probably going to make it super easy for people to understand today. If you're going to actually take the plant from the soil, and if you're going to study what kind of compounds are in the living plant while the plant is in the soil, there is no CBD. If you're going to find a lot of CBDA, you're going to find a lot of THCA, by the way, does not make you high. You're going to find CBGA and all these acidic cannabinoids that are original version from the plant. But in order for you to actually turn CBDA into the CBD or THCA into the THC, what you really need to do, you need to use specific solvents, gases, high temperatures. And when you do these processes for the plant turns into the second version, I guess, of that compound into the CBD and THC. So the whole research and the whole world has been really focusing on the CBD. And I've been focusing on CBDA for many years now. And there's reasons why. But that's the main difference, that one is acidic cannabinoid, which is CBDA. It's more powerful, it's more effective, it's more natural. And the CBD is the secondary version of the mother of the CBDA. And it's done, you can, in order for you to receive it, you have to use these specific processes that not always healthy for the plant or even human being.
So if you go to your local store that sells CBD products, and you're, you know, like me, you're unsuspecting. You don't really know. You go in and you say, well, I need some CBD because I have pain in my back. Sell me something that'll work. And so you buy this stuff and say it cost you what, $60 for a little tiny bottle of this stuff. And you take it home and you use it and nothing happens. Are you buying, what are you buying? Are you from these local people? Are you buying CBD? You're not buying CBDA, right?
No, because if the CBD, if there was a CBDA, they would never call it the product already as a CBD, because those are two different compounds. It's just like saying female and male. I mean, they're both humans, but they function a little bit differently. And, you know, so if you buy CBD, you buy CBD. But the biggest issue I have with the industry, and we see there is an issue because we have a famous athlete sitting in the jail. My biggest concern that industry is so not regulated. And a lot of, as you just talked about numbers, there's thousands of companies, I think close to 10,000 companies right now into CBD space. And all what they care, I'm not saying all of them, but majority of them, profits over the people. And that's where I personally have a huge problem with that, because I think this world needs healing. I think this plan has a healing. But the problem is when you choose profits over the people, you're going to do as fast as possible manufacturers growing harmful processes. And a lot of times you're going to market the product as CBD, but there is no CBD in the first place. And because there is no regulations in order for you to follow these guidelines or to be accountable for, that means you really have no idea what are you buying. And I'm happy to educate and give you tips each time you go to the store or even try to purchase the product. I'm happy to give you these tips what to look for. But at the end of the day, the companies, that the way they're promoting it, it's a lot of times profits over the people, and people have no way to know it unless company really chooses to basically to have you as priority in your life, in their lives.
So you want to see the Food and Drug Administration regulate your industry?
No, it's not regulated. The only one thing Food and Drug Administration really did in this industry is that they recognize CBD as a drug for the epilepsy. So that's already done a couple of years ago. And the only one thing they did, there is no guidelines. You literally can put mold in these products and sell it, and there's no guidelines for these products or companies to be accountable for. There's not. Unless you decide that you want to test these products yourself, spend a lot of money on the laboratory results, and then you find out, and then you sue the company yourself. It just, I did that part when actually before I started this company, because I was testing every product on the market in order to know what's in these bottles. I was investigating the whole industry. So I visited one by one and I checked what's in the soil, what's in the plants, how they're processing these things. And what I saw the industry from the inside, I was devastated. So what happened is, wait a minute, we have this beautiful plant that has so much power to heal, just like our athletes used for pain. But you really need to know which plant, how to use it, which one is safe, and there's no regulations. So that means this plant can bring us so much healing, so much power to humanity and empower humanity in a positive way. But the problem is our current or government in general does not really seem to be doing much to regulate these things and make sure customers like yourself or anybody else out there choosing a safe and effective product.
Right. You know, it's highly unusual for the executive of a company, of any kind of company, to want government regulations. Usually they're complaining about all of the government regulations and all the things they have to go through. But you're just the opposite. You want to see the government step in and check things out and make sure things are safe for people, right?
100%. And I'm raising my hand all the time and just hopefully somebody can see me. Uh-huh. And I said, I investigated this industry so much, right, where I truly understand what is the safe and effective. I mean, I developed Nestles based on these guidelines, and we've been certified as the safest product on the market. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, like, there is a difference between organic versus organic. I mean, most people don't even know. And there's the whole science behind. So with that being said, I am looking forward for government to step in and say, we need to test each of those products. You can't sell it unless you're testing from heavy metals, mercury, pesticides, mold, herbicides, all those dangerous things you already have inflammation from in the first place.
You know, to many people, all these health benefit claims might seem almost too good to be true. You know, you're too young to know this, but probably you go back and look at some of these old Western movies, and you've got the snake oil salesman, and they're telling you that this stuff can do everything. You know, what's your response to that? How are people supposed to believe that? These products, by putting a little bit under your tongue or whatever, it's going to help heal your pain or clear up your acne or give you, more, help you sleep better or whatever. How can it do all that stuff?
So maybe we need to discuss two important things, right?
Okay.
If you're choosing the right product, and again, I'll refer back to Nestles. I'm proudly standing behind this product because I developed from A to Z, and I developed in the highest quality guidelines that can possibly exist in this country. Mm-hmm. So, and when you do the right job for people and the plants, you're really going to always receive results. Yeah. Why? Because you already have these receptors in your body to actually receive this plant. So when the plant connects with your receptors, they already know how they work together. Mm-hmm. So, but these receptors, these endocannabinoid system is responsible for your cellular health. It's like your second immunity. So your actually body is looking for this plant. Okay. But now the problem where I have, and I always been having the same problem, that the industry is really, the way they're producing these plants, it's full of so many chemicals and toxins in it. What happens is the body does not know how to recognize it. Your body receptors does not know what it is, mm-hmm. and it rejects it, and automatically it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So it's not the product that doesn't work, the plant itself. It's the way these products are produced. Your body does not recognize the chemicals. We never been born or developed with mold or something. So with that being said, or solvents. So with that being said, it rejects it, and you automatically don't receive results. If you're truly using effective and safe products the way it's meant to be used for you for thousands of years, mm-hmm. it's been used already for thousands of years, you're going to have results. That's why I know it's going to sound too good to be truth, but I personally never, ever, ever received a one single person who had no results from Nessus, ever. And we've been in the company for over 3 years on the market, officially 2 years, 2 years in development before we became official company. So it's almost basically 5 years. And I personally work with a lot of people who are sick, And I never seen that the person could not benefit from the product. So it does help, but again, which product?
Okay. All right. Now, what do you think the impact is on the industry of professional athletes like Greiner choosing cannabis to treat pain?
So these bodies, these professional athletes, their bodies in a high performance. I mean, right. It's not typical like I go work out 1 hour a day. The whole body is meant to perform in very high levels. Right. So, of course, you cause trauma. No matter how much you train every single day, you cause trauma. And, you know, and they hit themselves and all kinds of other things happen in between. So with that being said, they do have pain. And I work with athletes myself. I'm preparing one lady for Olympia, another gentleman for UFC fight in December. So I do know their body is have all these traumatic events. And what this product does, or this plant, as long as it was produced correctly, safe and effective, it really helps to balance. So keep in mind, the way plant works, it really reduces your inflammation. And the way that people have all these diseases and the brain disorders, for example, brain disorders are mental, it's inflammation in your brain. Or like a heart issues, or the prostate issues, or like the testosterone, or like even, for example, your back pain, right? There is inflammation. Right. So what the product does, it's really, really go affects the inflammation, because inflammation almost, it's a root of the cause for most disease. So what the what this athlete, this beautiful, you know, woman did, she just simply used for her inflammation to remove her pain so she can continue perform better, and it's safe and effective. Because she saw the results. But the problem is, you saw what happened, and it yeah. still happened. It's very sad what's happening, actually.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't know whether what's going to happen with her. Who, how can you predict what the Russians will do? I guess President Biden is trying to step in. I saw something about that. Now, I'm wondering if CBD products have been... or your products, CBDA products, have been shown to be effective in helping people with COVID. Do you have any experience with that?
I think that's where we became the most famous on the market.
Really?
And yes, what happened is in January 17 or 13 this year, the research from Oregon University came out, and not a CBD, but CBDA was shown actually effectively possibly prevent you from COVID spike proteins to enter your body. So shut down the receptors that actually your body received these spike proteins. So that means you basically creating a shield around yourself so COVID can't enter your body. So what happened is when that research came out, every news channel was looking for specifically CBDA products. And since not many companies ever even understood to do the CBD in the first place, everybody was focusing on this drug version, which is CBD. So nobody could find CBDA. That's where the whole news started shifting towards Nessus, because Nessus was the first CBDA product on the market that we developed over 5 years ago that is super effective, actually biological and very tested in the highest levels. So yes, it's been researched, and I have personal experience with minimum couple hundred people that actually done pre-COVID, during COVID, and post-COVID major improvements on the body. Absolutely, yes. And we have a video testimonials from people, and I have hundreds of messages saying thank you. And even people, when they have what I notice when they have issues in their lungs after COVID, there's a stiffness in their lungs, or they still have a hard time breathing it. I tell people all the time, apply directly on your lungs. And when they do, I can't even tell you how beautiful the results are, because it does sound to be too good to be true.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, does Nessa have, are there other companies out there that are producing CBDA products besides Nessa?
So we are the really the first ones who started the market, because I understood the power of the CBDA being way more powerful. And I saw myself by working with hundreds of all kinds of clients that have all kinds of critical illnesses. So I always believed in that version more than the mainstream version. And we're the first ones who really started. But since January this year, when the news came out, again, a lot of companies saw opportunity to produce a lot of, you know, CBDA products so they can actually use this research because it's COVID. You can sell a lot of bottles and, you know, a lot of companies use this research for advantage, I guess. And they said they produced, they, now you will see more CBDA popping up on the market. But there's no way in the world you can produce CBDA safe and effective within 3 weeks. I mean, it took me 2 years to just develop the soil correctly and to make the microbes healthy to grow these plants correctly. So when company says I made my CBD products in a month, how did you do that? It took me 2 years just to make the soil. Like, so it's impossible. Again, it's they're doing some little tricks out there, but so it's popping up. It's becoming more and more common because of that specific research towards COVID. So now the whole world is really waking up towards the CBDA.
So where are NISA products produced?
So our, actually my contract growers are in Oregon, and our laboratory that actually tests each of our products in the most extensive testing is in Florida, and our fulfillment homes are in California. So we are like literally all over the place.
Okay. That's amazing. You look to be a very young woman. So how did you get started on all of this, stuff? You look like you're about 25. So am I wrong?
Except I need additional 10 more years. No, I'm 35 almost. Thank you. That was a third compliment today. Thank you.
Okay.
What really happened is, and I'll be speaking from my heart as always, my mom's cancer really helped me to shift my whole world towards natural medicine because I was able to help her. We avoided chemo and radiation, you know. I said, I'm not that I'm completely against, but I said, if we can use the natural sources, let's try the natural sources first. And if it's nothing left, we're going to go back to do chemo if we need to, right? And since the natural sources helped my mother, I felt guilty to go sleep at nighttime knowing that we can help so many people to improve their lives. And I'm just going to live a life like I'm not going to share the message with the world. So because the pain that I had in my chest, and I'm so afraid to lose my mother, I never wished anyone, even my enemy, because I love her so much. So I really started helping people and just improve their health and things like that. And when I saw the industry doing CBD products the way they're doing it, I said, wait a minute, these people already so sick. The reason they're taking these products, or they have a hope for these products to help them, it's because they're already sick. And the way this company is producing with no regulations, it's already so wrong, in some cases criminal. So I said, somebody has to step in and bring some justice here. So I decided to be that person who leads with integrity and leads with quality and really helps people and chooses people over the profits. So what really helped me to realize that it's my mom. I always had a heart for the world, but my mom's situation really triggered everything. And knowing that people doing unfair things, it made me even more upset. So I never chose to open this company. I was forced to because nobody willing to do what's right. So, and yes, I dedicated my whole life. So thank you for saying I look young, but I dedicate my whole life. I work 7 days a week, and people are most important thing to me. I want to see humanity healthy, thriving, loving, supportive, and I just want to see everyone healthy and happy. And that's what drives me every single day.
Vanessa, do you have a science background? How were you able to do what you did for your mom?
There is a lot of information out there, but information is really not a mainstream. Even when I was working with Mexico in Tijuana clinics, if you Google, there's an entire world in Tijuana, and doctors from San Diego even passing the border daily. and they go to treat their patients in Mexico. So what happened is, as I said, that what I did with my mom, it wasn't a mainstream, but was something that's already out there. You just have to really dig in. Yes, today I work with a lot of doctors and number one researchers and scientists on the planet. In fact, Nestle's hemp research white papers are written by one of the most knowledgeable cannabis experts from Harvard. And he really loves Nestle's brand. He supports Nestle's. He knows the industry so well, more than anybody I know in the United States. But he supports Nestle's because he knows exactly how we did things. So I do work with lots of researchers and scientists and doctors, but I'm not a researcher myself. I just spend about 20,000 hours on that topic. Yes, in my entire life. But other than that, I'm not a researcher. Not a scientist. I'm so sorry.
Okay. I've got a question about the legalization of recreational pot. How do you feel about that? Here in South Carolina, where I live, there's a guy named Joe Cunningham. He's the Democratic candidate for governor. And he's calling for pot to be legalized for recreational purposes, which is kind of an outrageous thing to happen in a very conservative state like South Carolina. And his good old boy Republican opponent has an ad out ridiculing him. Now, I'm just wondering, you know, how you feel about that. Do you feel like it would be beneficial or what?
Yes and no.
Okay.
It's like me asking you, do you like women? This is exactly how it sounds. Every time I do the interview, and if it's a news channel,
somebody asked you that, so it's a stupid question,
right?
I would
be very happy to explain in a very simple way. I would say, if somebody asked me, do you like women? I would say, bitch woman, you're talking about someone who's loyal, loving, caring, who's going to give her whole heart for the family, or someone who's going to use me and abuse me and going to hurt my feelings, and who knows what else is going to happen. So that's my main concern. And I just actually finished my op-ed to ready to release for the world to educate a little bit. My main concern is, when we're going to legalize, if we're going to legalize things completely, what are we legalizing? If we're legalizing that things are done in the mainstream, I'm going to be crying. I'll be crying. You will see me crying. What happens is, The hemp itself and marijuana that we had 70 years ago before it became criminalized has nothing to do with the plant that is today re-engineered, genetically made with chemicals and everything on the market. So if we are legalizing things, I really want to legalize that good, healthy version of woman, you know? I don't want to legalize something what's quite half criminal, you know? So yes, I personally believe plant belongs to us. We have research to show, to prove, major discovery in the world 40 years ago, top professor in the world, Nobel Prize winner, to prove that plants belong to us. But now it's our job to educate people and to know which plant. 70% of THC, these people smoking, they're going to be brain dead. Like, how are we gonna? I'm personally against smokables. Why? It's carcinogenic. You inhale and you change the molecular structure. It's not something I think it should be consumed for your lungs, and it's not good for your brain. The plant itself never had the high levels of THC, which just makes you high to the crazy level you can't even drive your own car.
Right.
Again, when we're legalizing things, what are we legalizing? Original plant is innocent. Does not make you high, doesn't make you go crazy. It does beautiful things for your body. But the whole industry, what it's doing, it's nothing to do what original plant has to offer.
Okay, so CBDA products do not make you high, correct?
They're 100% safe, and they're very effective if they're done correctly. Yes, they do not make you high.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because the other day I went to the to my local store that somebody told me I should check out to purchase some CBD products. And she said, well, do you want the kind that make you high, or do you want the kind that don't make you high? And I said, well, I want the kind that don't make you high. Okay. So I purchased, you're laughing, she's laughing at me. You people can't see this because I'm not allowed to show you. but she's laughing hysterically. Anyway, I'm just going to tell you. So I said to her, I want the kind that does not make you high. So I bought the CBD gummies, okay? And also some stuff to rub on my back that she said would help with that. I honestly don't know I kind of like the gummies. I took one just before we started talking, actually. But they don't make you high, and I don't know if they help with back pain or not. I think maybe they help a little bit. The stuff that you rub on your back doesn't do anything, I don't think. So anyway, your stuff.
I can't wait for you to try, and you're definitely going to experience results. If you don't, you're welcome to call me out, because you'll be the first person from thousands of people who said,
oh, I wouldn't do that anyway.
You are welcome to, because this is how confident I am. I personally never seen anyone not experiencing results with Nessus. The only one little mistake people do sometimes, they take a wrong dose, because each individual has a little bit different endocannabinoid system, stress levels, DNA. So if you feel like, I don't know if it's helping me, or like one of my copywriters just texted me today, it helped my headache immediately, but it didn't take completely away. Should I increase my dose? Absolutely, yes. If you're going to increase your dose, it's going to help you immediately, completely. So with that being said, you just wait for the package, and you will experience.
Okay. So the product that you have, that you're going to send me, how do you use it? You put it as a dropper, you put it under your tongue, or what?
I took last night two droppers, because I was stressed just like you to do this interview.
Oh, I see. Okay. Maybe you should go take a couple more by the time you're done. She's going to get out of here, people, and she's going to say, yep, been talking to this guy and he's crazy. I need some more.
No, you're actually great. I want to say thank you for that. But yes, so I took personally two droppers, because again, depends what's going on, but I highly recommend you to start half dropper in the morning, half at night. Okay. And if you feel like you need to increase it, do increase it to the higher dose, even dropper in the morning, dropper at night. If you have an anxiety, if you have a inflammation, if you say, I don't know if it's really helping. If you have a concern or like a thought that you don't know if it's helping, that means pick up on the higher dose and you will know for sure it's helping. So, and then what else I do, I apply in my wrinkles. I put one drop in my belly button, because that's where you have your nervous system that actually helps you to improve. And I do apply topically also. And if you have a pain area or inflammation area or something like that, you're welcome to apply also on that area. But
all right. Well, that sounds pretty good. All right. So my last question to you is this. Now, your website says that deep down in your heart, you truly believe you can create a positive revolutionary change in the world. That's a lot. So you got to explain what that means.
That is a lot. And it's a lot coming from experience. And it's actually more in my heart. I'm just afraid to share because I don't want to terrify people. But,
okay.
But it's all positive. And it's the way I was able to help my mother and many other people. I was like, wait a minute. We can do this to the world. And if people really knew, and I'm not talking about just Nessus hemp, I'm talking about if people knew, if they truly improve their nutrition, if they truly put the nutrients in their body the way they need to thrive, drink more water, they would see major, major changes in their health. And I've been doing this for many years. I've been actually before hospitalized many times. I've been on thousands of medications, steroids, you name it. And the only one way I was able to reverse my disease after I tried everything and being in the emergency room, only through nutrition. When I changed everything, what I eat, drink, who I socialize myself, that was a life-changing event for me. Yes, medications helped me at that moment, but then the disease never went away. It was always there. So mm-hmm. I was able to transform myself. And now there is no even concern about me being sick because I empower my immunity. So I know nature and God gave us beautiful tools to keep our people healthy. We just need to know about them. And that's what I'm on mission on, to educate as many people, not just Nestle's Hemp. Nestle's Hemp is just a little part of what I do, because I do work even in Chicago, and I go Christmas, I spend on the streets with the homeless people. So, you know, there's a ways to love this world, and you don't tell people to love others, you start loving it yourself. When you're showing the world how this world can be loved by loving it, you transform it. I believe in love, I believe in nature, and I believe we can do it because I've done it so many times and it works.
Okay. This is a beautiful discussion. All right. Well, thank you so much, Inessa. I appreciate you being with us on our podcast. And I'm looking forward to get my sample of Nessa's products. So thank you very much.
I just want to say thank you for bringing me here. And thank you so much for allowing me to educate people, because it truly means the world to me.
Okay. Thank you. We'll be back after this brief message. So stay with us. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, that you'll come back on a regular basis and check out our interviews with guests on topics that I hope you find interesting, entertaining, and enlightening. Our episodes stream twice weekly on Mondays and Thursdays. Let your friends know about this podcast and take a minute to subscribe. Just go to podcast.leantotheleft.net to subscribe. Check out the upcoming interview schedule and listen to all of our episodes. You can also support this podcast by clicking on the Donate tab at the top of the page, where you'll find links to buy me a cup of coffee and also PayPal. And follow us on social media, Facebook at the Lean to the Left Podcast, Twitter at Lean to the Left 1, Instagram at BobGaddy_LeanToTheLeft. YouTube at Lean to the Left, and TikTok at Lean to the Left. And don't forget to visit our blog site, leantotheleft.net, where you'll find commentary on the news by some excellent writers with progressive perspectives on a whole range of topics. You can sign up as a member there, and of course, it's all free. Meanwhile, special thanks to the Reminger Group for sponsoring this episode and for providing the music track. The Reminger Group provides content and marketing consulting services to responsible businesses and nonprofits. Let them help tell your story. Visit ramingergroup.com. Now this is Bob Gaddy signing off for Lean to the Left. Thanks for sharing your time with us.